Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Zach, I appreciate you joining me. Congrats on the personal success and the team success this season. Let's get right into what you're doing with Mountain Dew. Pretty cool thing. If fans want to send a message to you guys at Mountain Dew, hashtag DewZone sweepstakes through March 5th. You guys are giving away 100 fans will score a green Mountain Dew Zone basketball. If they're lucky, they'll get a signed Zach LaVine basketball. Send in why you love basketball. So I'll flip it on you, Zach. Why do you love basketball? What is it about the game?
I mean, you know, basketball is my life. I'm glad you actually asked that, man. You first got to ask that, why do I love basketball? You know, basketball is my life. I've been doing it since, obviously, I was a little kid, and it's a passion of mine. It's, you know, it's something that makes people smile. And I feel like I'm an extreme competitor at this game, and I have a obsession with trying to just, you know, get better and reach the next level. So for me, it's a it's more of a lifestyle than a game.
When did you fall in love with the game of basketball? You remember the age or kind of a moment where you're like, this is all I want to do the rest of my life?
All I want to do. I mean, when I really took it complete serious, I was actually a baseball player. I was better at baseball and basketball growing up. And I switched, I think, in sixth grade. I had a baseball tournament a baseball all-star game. I played two grades up in sixth grade. So I was playing with eighth graders who was supposed to be in California. And I stayed in Rain, Seattle to go to an in-house pickup game for basketball. And me and my dad came to the conclusion that I'll probably want to start focusing on basketball more.
Well, I'm sure it's been a fun season for you, another all-star selection. And what was it like having your teammate DeMar there with you?
For me, it was great because I haven't had a teammate, you know, obviously do that with me before. And, you know, it was really fun to go out there, interact with him. And obviously the season that he's having and the month that he's having this, you know, it has just been incredible. And, you know, the success the team has had is something different for me. So this year has been incredible. And I just want to continue to go out there and try to help us win and get to that next level.
Well, playoffs right around the corner, and I'm sure the experience, and you've never been in the playoffs, but what it's been like at the United Center with a packed house, this town goes crazy for the Bulls when there's having success. I'm sure it's been, you're like, yeah. What's it been like at the UC this season, man? It looks like it's packed house every night.
Yeah, since being here, obviously the excitement and everything has grown, but to the point now where it's like I haven't seen it before, like you said. And getting back to where, you know, the Bulls are, when the Bulls are good and competitive, you know, I think the world is a lot better and sports is a lot better because it's one of the best franchises ever. And they've been, I don't want to say spoiled in a way, but, you know, six champions in six appearances is something that doesn't happen. So, you know, getting back to, you know, competitiveness and you know, having the fans go out there and see a winning basketball team is big for me because that's all I've wanted to do since being here.
So what do you say to critics who say the Bulls can't compete with some of these top-tier teams? I mean, obviously, there's been some struggles with Miami and some of the teams over a 600 winning percentage. But, I know you guys have been shorthanded with some injuries, but what's the message from Billy and what's it like in the locker room when you do hear those critics saying that the Bulls, you know, teams like Miami or Philly, maybe they can't get past them in the playoffs?
I mean, look, we haven't had the best record against them, but, you know, we're at least building some chemistry now. We haven't been fully whole. We're still going out there competing, and I think we're getting a measuring stick for what it takes and what it will take to beat these types of teams. You know, obviously, they're battle-tested, championship, playoff-contending teams that, you know, we haven't. We're a new group, so I'm glad we're going through it now. You can always learn lessons and take your bumps early on in the season. And then when it comes time to it, obviously, you know, we'll really see what we have.
What's it been like playing for Billy? You've had obviously many head coaches throughout your career. He comes to Chicago, and what this roster, you know, the way the front office flipped it in basically a whole year and the success you guys are having. What's it like being coach under Billy Donovan?
Billy's the best coach in the world for me. I mean, I've got along with him more than any other coach I've had in my career, and I've had a good amount of them. So it's, you know, Billy's great. I talk and text with him all the time. And the main thing about him, he cares about you more as a person than a basketball player. He'll come to you, ask you about your family, how's your day going. You know, he worries more about, you know, how you're doing as a person and cares about that more than basketball. And that's what I really appreciate because, to be honest, not everybody's like that in the world of sports. So it's a breath of fresh air once you can actually have, you know, a friend as a coach, you know, that can still, you know, obviously you still don't go out there and coach and say what he has to say, but you have a guy that has your back at the end of the day.
One player that I think fans, and because they're familiar with him, but he's as a rookie, he doesn't look like a rookie. It's Ayo. He's been fun to watch. What's it been like is him and you've seen his growth this year, having a rookie step in like that and be a big contributor?
I mean, Ayo's great. He, like you said, he doesn't play like a rookie. He doesn't act like one either. I think that just shows, you know, his maturity and how much better he can, you know, continue to be. And the situation with guys getting hurt and then obviously him having to step in has been, you know, big for us. I think it's actually helped because once we get whole, you know, he's improved and he has a role now to where he has the confidence and he's been in these games and he's gotten better throughout the year. So, you know, it was great. And I think he's just going to continue to get better.
And last question, Zach, how you feeling physically? I know you had a little issue with the knee there, but it sounds like you're good to go. You feel good for the final stretch here of the season?
Yeah, just, you know, I wanted to make sure I got back in healthy. You know, obviously was dealing with some, you know, some soreness and discomfort. And be honest, nobody plays the whole season of the NBA at 100%. So trying to be able to manage that and still go out there and help my team win and compete. So I'm good. I'm healthy. If I'm not on the floor, obviously I'm hurt. If I'm on the floor, I'm okay.
It's All-Star Zach LaVine. I appreciate you taking the time. Send Zach on Twitter and Mountain Dew. Tell him why you love basketball. Maybe you'll win a cool Mountain Dew green ball. Zach, I appreciate you taking the time. Congrats on the success this season. Good luck the rest of the way.
Appreciate it. Thank you.